Are you in Kerry yet, by the way?
No. I'm busy doing boring things like paperwork and answering emails.
Ah.
So I'm trying my best to leave. But I've got my whole weekend planned. I'm going from Castle Island to Kenmare.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm staying over. Then I'm going to do lots of nice, fun, foodie things on Sunday. So it'll be
it'll
be a good weekend in the kingdom.
Have you been down here before?
I have, but it's been a while. I mean, I've done the usual, you know, sort of Kenmare Food Festival,
mm-hmm.
Sheen Falls Lodge. I know Tralee and Stowell quite well. I only know Castle Island, where I'm doing the demo, sort of going through Castle Island.
Yeah.
So I hope to see a lot more of Kerry.
Well,
I'm doing quite a bit of travelling in the next while, so it'll be Dingle next weekend and all sorts of fun things. So I love my job. No complaints. At least what I do is fun, but unfortunately that's not good for the waistline.
Ah.
So, yeah, because there's a lot of food and drinkies and whatnot involved.
Yeah, actually, I often fancy myself as a bit of a chef. Now, I'm a terrible cook, right? But I like to cook the odd time, sometimes. In fact, actually, I'm proud to say that in 2012, I cooked a shepherd's pie about a couple of months ago, I'd say now. And it was the first time I'd cooked a meal from scratch that didn't end in disaster. So when I say that I like to cook, if it doesn't burn, that's a result for me. But I think if
yeah,
I was a
success.
Chef... Yeah, exactly. If I was a chef, I'd probably be about 12 stone heavier, I'd say. I love my food.
No, and I'm lucky. And people are always amazed that I'm not twice the size that I am. It's a miracle. Because of all the functions and whatnot.
I threw out on Twitter last night that we were going to have you on the show today. So that we got a couple of questions. I'll go through those in a second. But you've just sparked something off my head. Now, this is a weird question. Let's say somebody actually wants to go and they're going to play a soccer match at, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, right? What's the ideal food to be eating a couple of hours beforehand?
A mixture of slow-release carbs and a bit of protein.
Okay.
So you're looking at things like, for breakfast, good old porridge.
Yeah.
But I would add a bit of protein to that, some sort of nuts or seeds or ground flax seeds or something.
Yeah.
And then things like soup and sandwich. And good old bananas. And my favourite is actually banana-peanut combination, peanut-butter combination. It's yummy. I like it. You might look at me funny, but
no, I'm not going to lie to you now. I'm absolutely starving.
But yeah, I mean, I was the face of the Flora Ladies Marathon this year.
Yeah.
So I got all these questions and whatnot. Listen, people must follow me on Twitter because I love the old Twitter machine.
Okay, what is your Twitter?
And I must follow you on Twitter. What are you on Twitter?
Mine is @AndrewRadioDJ.
@AndrewRadioDJ. That's no problem. I shall be following you, Andrew, and we can tweet about it tomorrow.
Yeah, and what is yours?
I am just Roseanne Stevens, so @ROZANNESTEVENS.
Good stuff. @Roseanne Stevens. Well, I shall do that before we finish up. Now, come here. You're coming to Kerry this weekend because you're going to be at Walsh Brothers Expert Electrical for the Miele Innovation, which is on this weekend at the Miele Innovation Centre. And we'll get to what you're going to be doing in just a sec. But I threw some of the out on Twitter last night that you were going to be coming on the show, and I asked people to send in some questions for you. The basics of all the questions we got have the same two words in them: quick and easy.
Number one, as a good reference point, if people want to go back and reference it, I've got loads of recipes on my blog,
okay,
which is the first page of my website. So it's just RoseanneStevens.com,
mm-hmm.
RoseanneStevens.com. And there's probably some videos there too. I'm a big fan of the L One Pot Wonder,
yeah.
I must say. And things that include a lot of veggies in one pot so that you're not, you're not cooking things separately. But I mean, I'm very fond of steamed vegetables. If you are going to cook veggies, steamed vegetables are really the healthiest and the quickest way to go. Now, chicken is the most popular meat I've
mm-hmm.
discovered, because people like, sort of their skinless bonus fillets because they're quite versatile. Now, they can be quite flavorless, so it's a good idea to maybe turn it into a stir fry or something like that with a nice sauce. But if you want broadly quick meals, I think, fall into two categories. Something that I call a tray bake, they can just shove into the oven.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing is that something's going to cook in a pot and a half. And one of the recipes I do a lot of, especially around Halloween, I do a sausage tray bake. So just get some really good sausages from your local butcher.
Okay.
Spicy sausages work really, really well. Chop up some red onions just into wedges. And then, you know, your Halloween pumpkin?
Yeah.
So you know, yeah. So chop up some Halloween